Let him talk, pressing him with another combination of moves, staying light on his feet for the inevitable responses, feeling with every instinct, every breath, what must be done. They danced together along the lip of the crater, in full view of the surviving members of the attack force. No signals went up, no word to disband the alliance. Comms were down, so the joint assault of Sabaton went on. Darth Kratos rallied with a series of bold, vicious strikes that cost Shigar the ground he had made, and more. He struck back only with his blade, knowing that he would lose if the duel descended into a free-for-all of telekinesis and other force powers. That was inevitable. His only hope lay in Darth Kratos making an early mistake, giving Shigar an edge. Even then, it was going to be hard. The Sith didn't die easily.
Neither do Jedi,
he told himself. Even his sweat trickled into his eyes, and he tossed his helmet away, the better to fight unhindered.
You are growing weary, said the Sith Lord. Your resolve is weakening. I can feel it. You know that you will never beat me this way. Your only hope is to reach into your heart for the anger that we both know is there.
Anger will never rule me.
Think of the Grand Master. Think of your homeworld and all who died there. Tell yourself that I killed them, and seek the strength that knowledge brings.
You had nothing to do with Khifu.
Didn't I?
Shigar fought on, matching Darth Kratos blow for blow. The red blade took 3 centimeters of his braid. He scored a line across the Sith's right shoulder.
You cannot fight without the dark side.
Shigar silenced his thoughts and feelings. He was only the blade. He was only the Force.
You cannot win without the dark side.
Darth Kratos sent a wave of lightning across the gap between them. Shigar tried to catch it with his lightsaber. The shock coursed up the blade, into the hilt, and from there into his right arm. It burned like acid, much more powerful and insidious than the blast Eldon Axe had hit him with on Hutta. It didn't just hurt, it ate at his resolve, telling him to fight fire with fire, to use the Sith Lord's own weapons against him in defiance of his own master's advice. If he didn't, he would surely die. Shigar fell to his knees, the beginnings of a scream whistling through his clenched teeth.
Why didn't she warn you?
The whisper of doubt in his mind had a voice now.
Your master is famous for seeing the future, so why didn't she tell you this lay ahead of you? Because there was nothing she could do about it, that's why. Her teachings are weaker than those of the Sith, and she knows it. She knows that the Jedi will lose the war that's inevitably coming. She knows the Emperor will win. By keeping this secret from you, she has killed you. She lied to you. Just as the High Council has lied to you. They don't care about justice. They are corrupt and weak. All you have to do is turn your back on them, and you will live.
Darth Kratos' lightning passed through Shigar's body and down to his left hand. There it concentrated into a ball, blindingly bright, waiting to be set free.
Strike me, said the voice, and rise up again, stronger than ever before. Die!
Said Shigar in a voice that didn't sound like his own.
Die!
When he raised his hand, Darth Kratos wasn't even looking at him. The Sith Lord's attention had been captured by a shadow that had fallen across them. The thing that had cast it was a